Omar Al-Ajlani, December 15, 2011, Room 346, Pugh Hall of the University of Florida, Issam Al-Hadi, interviewer and translator for the University of Florida, George A. Smathers Libraries, edited by Jardee, transcription, narrated by Richard Salisbury. Al-Hadi, thank you, Brother Omar, for being with us this morning. My name is Issam Al-Hadi. I'm a lecturer at the Arabic Language Unit here at the University of Florida. Welcome to my office, room 346 Pugh Hall at the University of Florida. Today is Thursday, December 15, 2011, and it is now 11:30 a.m. Thank you one more time for being here, and thank you for agreeing to give us this interview. It is a great pleasure to have you, Omar. I am honored to have gotten to know and to be here with you as well. I hope I will be of some help with the information that I have. Al-Hadi, thank you, sir. As we usually begin, I'm going to ask you to give us some of the basic background details about you, including your birth and early stages of education. Omar, my name is Omar Mahmoud Nabil Al-Ajlani. I was born in Damascus in February 1988. I had my education from kindergarten to high school in Damascus. After finishing high school, I started preparing my paperwork and applied for admission here. This is how the early stages of my life have looked like. Al-Hadi, does that mean you never had any college education in Damascus? Omar, I never joined any college there. You may be aware of the situation that surrounds applying for colleges there. Some of the Arab universities are good, but many others are still following an old higher education system. When I came here, I had no English language on me or with me. My second language was French. This system changed the year after finishing high school, my high school education. Now English has become the second language there. Al-Hadi, how many years have you been learning French? Omar, I have been learning French throughout my school years from kindergarten to high school. Al-Hadi, that means you speak French well. Omar, yes, but being unable to practice my French after coming here, I began to lose it. However, through communication with a number of French colleagues here, and also with some Moroccan teachers who teach French here, I am trying to retrieve the part that I lost of my French language. Al-Hadi, very good. I want you to tell us about your decision to come to America. Why and when did you make this decision? Omar, I came here in October 2008. You may be aware of the situation there. Having a degree from America or from any other good university in the world is enough to open all the doors for you in work and in marriage. If you don't have a good certificate, no one will even agree to marry you, but of course work is more important. A good degree will make things very easy. Al-Hadi. That means you were looking for an opportunity outside Syria that would provide you with a good education. Why did you pick America specifically? You speak French, and we know that other Arab countries, especially Syria, have stronger connections with Europe. Omar. That is true. My brother was here at this university. He finished his education here, and now he works as an architect. It started with a visit by one of our relatives who have been living in here for many years. He told my brother about Gainesville and the University of Florida and suggested to him that he should come and try to finish his education here and to obtain a master's degree. My brother kept this idea in his mind and continued to think about it seriously. After finishing his college education, he had to do military service. His next step was to apply to this university, and because of his good grades, he was offered admission. He came here and apparently liked it. He then proposed that I should come and try it as well. I came here and spent 2 semesters at the English Language Institute and then moved to Santa Fe College. Al-Hadi. That means you had a brother who was living here before you came over. Omar. Yes, true. Al-Hadi. Where is this brother now? Omar. He lives in Los Angeles, California, and he works there. Al-Hadi. Is he settled there? Omar. Yes, he has a green card. He is fully settled. Al-Hadi. I want to go back to your academics. You said you studied English as a second language and then moved to Santa Fe College. Omar. Yes, after I finished my study here, I went to the English Center in Santa Fe College and started picking the subjects that I wanted to study. I decided I should finish my study as quickly as I can. Al-Hadi, what are you studying now in Santa Fe College? Omar, I study business. Al-Hadi. I want to ask you to tell us a little bit about your study at Santa Fe College and also about the college, Omar. I went there and I knew no one in the college. I was absolutely a new and different, it was absolutely a new and different world to me. It was a new educational system, new teaching methods, and a new way of thinking. At the beginning, I had some trouble because of my French-speaking background. It took me a while to get to know some of the people here. I had my schedule set up and then proceeded on with my study. Al-Hadi, how do you see the school system here compared to the system that you're used to and that you are used to in your entire life in Syria? Do you see a big difference, Omar? There is a huge difference and a big gap between the two systems. I am not saying that the system we have back home is terrible. I am just saying that it stops at a certain stage and it never moves forward again. I can tell you that some of the subjects that I am taking here in college, such as math and geography, are equal to or not even higher than the elementary school level back in my country. I studied the geography of the entire world, but no one outside of our country even knows where our countries are located. This is one of the differences. However, when it comes to technology, it is way different in favor of the system here and the students here. Al-Hadi, you are now in your third year at Santa Fe College. What future education plans do you have? What do you intend to do? Omar, this is my last semester here at Santa Fe College. I am planning to apply to the Food Economic Resources Program in the School of Business here at the University of Florida. I'm also planning to minor in public relations. I'm required to start my application procedure 6 months early. I hope it works. Al-Hadi, I wish you luck. I want you to tell me about your first days in America. Did you face any problem? Did you notice any cultural differences? And were you immediately able to adapt to the American lifestyle? Omar, there are certainly many differences. I was aware of the lifestyle in America and Europe before I came here. I had the chance to educate myself on this. However, being in one setting your entire life and then moving into a new one will require some time to get adapted. I found that the culture is different, the way of dealing with others is different. I was accustomed to a system where there are always people around you preparing things for you. Here, you have to do everything by yourself. My character has changed from who I was before. It is true that living abroad teaches you many new things. It makes you a new person and a new man who entirely depends on himself rather than depending on his family. You will learn how to make your decisions and also what is right and wrong. You will learn how to manage your own school schedule, and you will also learn when to go, come, and leave. You become responsible for everything that relates to you. Al-Hadi, it is true that life is a vast field for educating oneself. We learn a lot through our life experiences. I am still interested to know if you have had any experiences that we would call culture shock in your first days here, or did you gradually get yourself immersed in the American system? Many people who go into a new and different setting experience a level of cultural shock. I know you said earlier that you knew, read, and saw many things about life here in America before you came here, Omar. There will be many differences between the person who stays in his country all his life and another one who experiences living abroad. It is true that I know about the lifestyle here, but I still found a huge difference when I saw it from within. What happens is that when a person comes here, he will impatiently wait for his first year to end so that he can go back and take a break. This is exactly what happened to me. I went back home after finishing my first year here and spent the entire summer in Syria. After my second year ended, I went back for only part of the summer, only for the summer B period. After my third year ended, I never went back. This shows that getting adapted to the system happens gradually. Life here is like a rotating wheel. You get into it, and then you find yourself rotating too. When I think about it, I find it hard to believe that I have been here for 3 years. I still remember my first day when my brother picked me up from the airport and took me to the house of the American family where I arranged to be living. Al-Hadi, tell us more about this experience of living with an American family. You are a young Arab man and got used to living in an Arab family setting. You suddenly found yourself part of an American family. How did you manage your life in this new setting? It is known that the American house setting is very different from the Arab one. Omar, this is true. When I came here, I already made arrangements to live with this family. The woman works here at the university. My brother knew her for some time, and I knew her also. She is a very polite lady. I remember on the day of my arrival, my brother brought my luggage into her house, closed the door, and left. That day marked a new life for me. It was like being reborn. I got settled here, and it was a true experience for me. I experienced the American life from within. It has truly been a different experience for me. Al-Hadi. Have you been through any bad, good, funny, or embarrassing situations during the time you were living with that American family? Omar. You may be aware that the tradition we have back home is to have the whole family together. We live together and eat together. Here, everybody is having his or her own space. I had a great difficulty to cope with this. I was used to big family gatherings. Here they don't gather except for big events and occasions. Over there, the family has to get together every day. In the American culture, the child may leave his family when he is 18 years old. He may never come back or ask about his parents, except in very few cases. Over there, no one thinks of leaving his family until after getting married. From there, he goes on to his own house. Al-Hadi. I meant by my question to ask about the everyday details of your life when you are with the American family. I know that, for instance, you may rarely find an Arab man who washes dishes. Here, as you said, everyone has his or her own private space, but they also have a specific role or duty to do. Did you encounter any problem like this? Omar, when I came here, I barely had any experience of doing any housework, such as cooking. After I came here, I started to learn how to wash dishes and clean any mess that I may make. I learned how to cook, otherwise I would have starved myself or ended eating at McDonald's every day. Al-Hadi, does this mean that you did not know how to cook when you were in Syria? Omar, I observed my mother cooking. When she had to travel somewhere, she instructed me on how to do this or that. I nodded my head, yes, although without really carefully listening. Al-Hadi, did you ever cook any Arabic meal for the family you were living with? If yes, what kind of meal did you cook, Omar? I did that many times. The tradition we have back home is to offer anyone who comes to visit you something to eat, regardless of what you may have at home. Al-Hadi, what Arabic meal did you cook for the entire family members? Omar, I cooked many meals, but the truth is that some of my Arab fellows had to come and help me. I am still not a good cook. I do my best, and I add a few things here and there to help out and to make the meal okay. Al-Hadi, was your hosting family big or small? Omar, the lady lives by herself. Al-Hadi, you said she works here at the university. Omar, yes, she actually came to visit us in Asham. Al-Hadi, is that right? Did she make that visit after you went back to Syria? Omar, she and my brother, when he was here, she came to visit us during the first summer I had to go back home after being here for 4 months. Al-Hadi, what impression did she have about her visit to Asham? Omar, her visit to Asham was part of a tour she made to Jordan, Greece, Cyprus, and Syria. People tried to scare her about her plans to visit Damascus, but she told them that she was going to visit a family that she knew. She had a great time here, there in Damascus. Al-Hadi, did you meet her at the airport? Omar, she came through Jordan. Al-Hadi, that means you met her in Dara? Omar, true. Al-Hadi, by the way, I lived in Jordan, and I have been to Damascus through Dara. Omar, yes, she came through Dara. She had a great time in Damascus. She saw many things of our ancient civilizations. She also had many chances to see how simply people live. Al-Hadi, did you take her to Souq al-Hamadiya? Omar, she visited Souq al-Hamadiya and the National Museum. She saw many things relating to our history and civilization. Al-Hadi, how long did she stay in Asham? Omar, she stayed there for 2 weeks. You may be aware that Damascus is the oldest capital on earth that still exists. We have a deeply rooted civilization. She was very happy to see it. We showed her all the many things that affirm the notion that we actually exist. Al-Hadi, are you still living with this lady? Omar, no, I stayed with her for some time. It was a very good period for me. I lived with her for about one year and a half to 2 years. I decided that I wanted to experience living alone and to fully bear my own responsibilities. Al-Hadi, in what terms did you feel the period you spent with this lady helped you? Did she help you improve your language through talking to her? Omar, yes indeed, she helped me immensely. In a situation like mine, anyone will feel at a loss at the beginning, not knowing what to do or where to go. You need to get your feet on the ground and then to start walking. This is like a PC that has been reformatted for a fresh start. It is like having a new building. Having strong foundations for this building will help it to stand strong. Otherwise, it will collapse. Al-Hadi. I know that in Santa Fe College, there is an association for Arab students. Would you please tell us a little bit about it, and if you are aware of its history? Omar. I am the one who started this group. Al-Hadi. That means it is a new group. Omar. Correct. It is an association that aims to bring Arab students together. There wasn't anything like that before. There were Arab students, but there was no one association to bring them all together. I began this association with a group of Egyptian, Lebanese, and Iraqi students. We called it the Arabic Culture Organization. I was elected to be the president, and I am still serving in that position. Al-Hadi, when did this organization begin? Omar, late in 2009 or early 2010. This makes it between 1.5 to 2 years old. We planned and presented many activities. One of the most successful activities was the very recent event of the Islamic month. We invited many people, and about 160 persons showed up. The college president, TV, radio, and many journalists were also there. It was a big crowd. We began by talking about Arab countries and culture. We showed a movie about Arab history. We also told them about the important people in our history, such as Ibn Battuta. We told them that Arabs were actually the ones who laid the foundations for all the present-day inventions and civilization, including the ones here. Another speaker gave us a talk about current Arab revolutions, including the one in Egypt. Al-Hadi. How many members does this organization have? Omar. We are very many, but the problem is that they all keep transferring to the University of Florida. Al-Hadi. Are you aware of the number of memberships that you now have? Omar. We have about 20, including Saudis and Moroccans. Al-Hadi, did all of your members come from Arab countries, or are some of them residents here? Omar, some of them live here. I met some of them by chance and figured that they are second generation of Lebanese immigrants. They didn't know about this organization, and they became very happy when they knew about it. Al-Hadi, did you talk to the Santa Fe College administration about offering Arab language classes? Omar, I heard many times about the plan of offering Arab language classes in Santa Fe College. Many people told me that accredited Arab classes similar to the ones you have here at the University of Florida have already been offered at Santa Fe College. Al-Hadi, very good. These are very excellent activities. I pray to God to grant you good luck. My next question is about your plans after you finish your study at the University of Florida. What plans and thoughts do you have about the future? Omar, I have many options for the future. I may get a job here and continue to live here like my brother, or I may also go back home if the situation allows and things are settled. I personally prefer to go back home and to start from the beginning and to continue living with my family and relatives there if the situation permits. If not, then I will think of going to one of the Gulf countries where usually Arabs go to work. Al-Hadi. Now, Brother Omar, if one of your friends in Asham asks you for an advice regarding his university study plans, either in European or American universities or Arab universities, what would your advice be to him based on your own personal experience? Omar, some Arab countries have universities that are no less than any American university. Still, my advice to him is to go out and have the experience of living abroad. This will make him a new person. Living abroad is an educational experience. For instance, I will advise them to come to this University of Florida, which is a very good school and offers very many opportunities. Al-Hadi, you mentioned earlier that your trips to Syria became less frequent. When are you planning to go back to Syria? Omar, I had plans to go back last summer. The situation didn't help me to go with my plans. You and I know about the situation there. I hope to go there as soon as possible. Al-Hadi, are you currently maintaining constant contact with your family and relatives back in Syria? Omar, as you know, Skype made it possible to have audiovisual communication. It made it as though they were here with you in the same place. When my mother talks to me, she appears like she is sitting next to me. I hope, regardless of all that is currently going on in all the Arab countries, that things will get better. Al-Hadi, I wish you all the best. You are still a young man, and you still have a life and future ahead of you. I pray to Allah to grant you with good luck. We are happy that you were here with us today, Brother Omar, and I hope to meet with you again. Omar. I hope that my answers will help you with your project. I also hope that my statements will show you who I am, although I still feel that I have a lot to talk about. Al-Hadi. We wanted to have a documentation of your experience because you are still a young man and because we always wanted to add voices of young people to our project. Yours is a very good life experience. Thank you, Mr. Omar. You're welcome.